last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
And so to Sunday and the Senior Football Championship final in the All-Ireland. Kerry against Mayo, Croke Park, 3:30. Kerry looking to reach 40 All-Ireland titles. Mayo looking for their first title in 75 years, having lost 11 since 1989. And David Brady is a man who featured for Mayo in All-Ireland finals. The expectations amongst the general public are not high for you. You're not been given much of a chance. Do you think you have one?
Probably your greatest chance ever, Matt, because we're in it. And you're right. Expectation is rock bottom. And with that, the pressure is not on Mayo. And it's a very dangerous situation to be going into where the pressure is all on the defending champions, not the team that has remained without an All-Ireland in 75 years. And it's the closer I'm getting to it, Matt, I kind of feel that it's an ideal.
David, isn't this what you do to yourselves every time in Mayo?
Well, you know what? It's beautiful to be getting to this stage.
Oh, it is. There are so many other counties that would love to be there. And we can't be sneering at counties that never get to finals or anything. No. But this thing is every time Mayo get to a final, we start talking about this is your year. Maybe you have the chance. Maybe this is where you can do an ambush. But my God, this one looks like the near impossible dream.
It does, and dreams come true. And it's like the reality of it. People were saying France were home and hosed from a World Cup perspective, and they weren't there. And I was talking to an Armagh man last night that says, this for me is 2002 all over again, where Armagh hadn't, it was Kerry's to lose. But it's all in the day, Matt. And again, this Mayo team and Andy Moore and the management deserve great praise, has turned around in the space of around 90 days from a very hard and sore defeat against Roscommon, but they're on a trajectory, and that for me gives me I'm going what I've seen against the Corks and the of this world, and then Loud, they're getting better. And I think from a physical perspective, their pace and power and their fitness is now, and this is all about timing, I think it's coming at an ideal time to say, guys, go out and just let loose. You have no pressure, there's no expectations. But we know there's quality in this Mayo team.
Ray Silk, as a former All-Ireland winning captain from Galway, you mightn't be disposed to be saying nice things about Mayo, but can I put it to you to tee it up for you that beating Cork and beating Louth and Croke Park does not prepare you to beat Kerry in a final?
Well, the line of form would indicate Kerry have beaten the better teams. They've beaten Armagh and they scored 418, Matt, which is pretty serious shooting. Tyrone and Dublin, and they scored goals in both of those as well, versus Louth. And Mayo deserve a lot of credit for that. Ryan O'Donoghue was absolutely superb. He scored 111. Corby got 4 points. Dara Byrne got 1-2. So, you know, they put Louth to the sword very quickly, but Louth, unfortunately, from a Loud point of view, seemed to put up the white flag quite quickly, and it became a non-match really in the second half. Against Cork, you know, Cork would feel that they maybe left it behind them from a shooting efficiency point of view. But David's right from the point of view that Andy Moore is in his first year in charge. He's got them to an All-Ireland final, and you know, everyone, the underdog, has a chance. It's just it's hard to see where they can get that win from unless there's a bit of a systems failure from a Kerry point of view. But what I'd be concerned about a little bit is Kerry's bench seems to be heavy loaded compared to Mayo. Was like Brian O'Begluck, Tom Sullivan, Paul Geaney, who's a serious talented player, Tomás Kennedy. You know, if things were to go wrong for Kerry, Jack O'Connor can turn around and fix them. Whereas if things started to go a little bit west or pear-shaped for Mayo, I don't know if Andy got that strength and depth. I know he's Paddy Durkin and Aidan O'Shea and maybe Jermaine O'Connor, but, you know, Kerry's bench is younger, it's fresher in many ways, and Kerry ultimately might have the experience. And unfortunately, and I say this with a certain amount of regret, obviously, but it reminds me a little bit of last weekend's hurling, whereas the Galway supporters went up hoping and praying and really hoping that, bound hope that things would happen, but they just perished at the rocks of Limerick that have gone for 1-6 now and were just far, far superior. So Kerry have been down this road many, many times, these players. Mayo's haven't, and it's difficult for me to see how Mayo can win this game.
So Colm Keyes, GA correspondent of the Irish Independent, who's with us as well. That line that Ray gave us there about what happened in the hurling final last week, how relevant might that be in that we always talk up finals as two-horse races. Anything can happen on any given day. You talk up the potential, the abilities of the underdogs, but 95 times out of 100, the favourite is favourite for a reason, and the favourite wins.
Well, there is an obvious parallel there, Matt, that like Kerry, Limerick came through two battles against Cork and against Clare, particularly in the second halves of the Munster final, the All-Ireland semi-final, and arrived really not at their best form in last week's hurling final. And there are similarities there with Kerry, who really had to battle in the second half against Tyrone and against Dublin the last day, where I felt they rode their luck and they have not been at their best. But sometimes champions like Limerick, the great champions they have been, and Kerry, who have won a couple of All-Irelands this decade, time their run. That level of experience. I would think in this game, if Kerry go at the same level of performance that they did against Tyrone and they did against Dublin, Mayo will be close, because Mayo were within a point of Tyrone 2 weeks earlier. They were within a point up in one of the qualifier games. And that pegs them very close for me to Kerry on that form. But I'm anticipating a baked-in improvement from players who have missed large chunks of the season. Gavin White, Breno Beglig, he could start when he comes on. Sean O'Shea has missed a lot of the season. Even Paddy Clifford, so good the last day. Joe O'Connor showed a bit of form the last day, but he was missing early in the season. 2 weeks more, preparing for an All-Ireland final. If you factor in the anticipated improvement in those players, and they were key players last year, on top of obviously David Clifford, that to me will be the difference in this game. I think there is a parallel. It's not hugely relevant, but there is a parallel in the way champions approach a final, having rode their luck a little bit, as both Limerick and Kerry did in their semi-finals.
Okay, David Brady, I want to accentuate the positive on the Mayo team. And the most thrilling thing to watch in this Mayo team has been the full forward line. Kobe MacDonald and Dara Byrne, let's not forget him, both of them in the corners, and the excellent form of Ryan O'Donoghue. Now, what Mayo have is an ability beyond anyone else in the championship to score two-pointers. And could it be that this is their big chance they have to, particularly that Kerry tend to defend in a way in which they give up chances for players to have the time to take the two-pointers?
Without a doubt, Matt. Without a doubt, and I'm not being disrespectful. I said the Mayo forward, and we've had fantastic Mayo forwards. But simple as this, we have never had a forward line of the scoring potential and power of Dara Byrne, who to me is absolutely outstanding, Kobe MacDonald, and as you said, Ryan O'Donoghue. Like, these guys are out-and-out scorers, simple as that. We've only ever had the ones, or maybe two on a team, rather than our workhorses from our half-forward line. Ryan O'Donoghue scored 251 this year. He's just trailing behind David Clifford in top scorer. The thing for me is, right, and this has been very straight, have Curry got the full back line to handle these three inside forwards? Because if you're Darren McCurry and you can come on and score 10 points from play in 25 minutes, these same players, the Curry defenders, were on the pitch. You have Cormac Costello, who had 7 points, 5 from play, on these same players. So is the defensive capabilities of Curry going to be Mayo's golden egg? And I do think that is a major, major factor. Have they got the players? Have Curry got the players? They give 27 scores to Tyrone. You know, Dublin scored twice as many wides as Kerry in the last game. 12 wides they had. So that means you're getting the opportunities, you're getting the ball. And with that, I think Mayo, and yes, it needs to go right. Yes, it needs to be one of the games of your life or a performance that you've never done before. But the potential and capability is there, and I question the defensive capabilities from a Kerry perspective.
Okay, Ray Silk, you know all about defending, so Jason Foley, many people are saying, is the best fullback in the country, but there are doubts about his cornerbacks, Paul Murphy and Dylan Casey. So is this an area of the pitch that if Mayo can get the ball to their full forward line, they can do serious damage to Kerry?
I'd accept that, most definitely. Firstly, though, I'd say I think Jason Foley is an outstanding player, and Ryan O'Donoghue won't maybe have the freedom. But look, Donoghue is playing really well. He's shown great leadership. No one can doubt that. But to put your eggs on a 19-year-old and a 20-year-old, I don't know Dara or Kobe's exact ages. But that said, maybe they could come in and shoot the lights out. And I'll put my hands on the table here, Matt. I would actually think would be a fantastic thing for Gaelic football if Mayo were to win the All-Ireland. I'd like that to happen, genuinely. A lot of Goa people wouldn't, but I would, because I think the county deserves their day in the sun. But Paul Murphy has three All-Ireland medals already. Dylan Casey, okay, he came in last year and did well, but the difficulty for Mayo, I think, will be in the middle third. Jim O'Connor is a nearly midfielder. Joe O'Connor is a midfielder. Sean O'Brien, Mark O'Shea, and Shane Murphy has been outstanding. So I agree with David, and it's a point well made, that Byrne, O'Donoghue and Kobe would do damage on most full-back lines. But I don't think they'll get enough supply to do that damage. So, you know, a lot depends on the goalkeepers for me. Shane Murphy has come in. He's keeping Shane Ryan out now. Nobody would have thought that. And Murphy's backstory is interesting enough. Like, he's 33. He didn't play with his club for a while, and he was a sub for a while. You know, he's worked hard to get where he is. Jack Livingston is an outstanding saver, but, you know, the pressure of an All-Ireland final with 82,000 people, we don't know how some of the Mayo players will react. And I do think that's a factor. Whereas we do know that Paul Murphy, Shawnee O'Shea, David Clifford, Paddy Clifford, we do know these guys. There's no problem to dislike. David Clifford is the best Gaelic footballer I've ever seen. And a lot of people, even Peter Cannon was on your show once, Matt, and he said he's the greatest footballer of all time. So compare that to Kobe, who's 18 or 19 years of age and he's going to the AFL. Compare it to Dara Byrne, who we don't know how he will react to it. But I will say something positive. I think Sam Callanan, Enda Hessian and David McBrien at six, they're a very, very good half-back line. They're pacey, they attack at speed, and I like to look at them. So it'll be interesting to see, Matt, do Mayo go out with the full court press? Do they just go for it like they did against Louth? And I suppose in many ways that's what they should do, because if they don't do that, they're not going to win. But then that will leave gaps at the back as well. So, look, Matt, we previewed Martin Kearney was on 20 years ago, and it's hard to believe it's 20 years ago, Mayo against Kerry. And as you started, we were hopeful then. And David came on in that final, but Kerry beat them very well, 4-15 to 3-5. And just the connection with that 2016, Jack O'Connor was the Kerry manager back then. Kieran Donaghy got the Player of the Year. He's now in the backroom team. You know, they have serious experience around the place. Keane O'Neill, who I have no doubt was a massive factor in Galway getting the two All-Irelands in 22 and 24. Aidan McGarrett. These guys are seriously experienced people who have won. Jack's going for a sixth All-Ireland in a row. Andy Moran has done really well, and Colin Boyle and Paddy Talley. But they just don't have the experience of knowing what to do on the big day that Jack O'Connor and these people do. So, yes, if the three boys get lots of supply, they'll cause damage, but I don't think Kerry are going to allow that to happen.
We'll take more on the All-Ireland final after we've had this quick break. Welcome back. Ray Silk, David Brady with us. Colm Keyes from the Irish Independent. I want to go back to you. So, given what Ray Silk was just saying there before the break, do Mayo have to sort of just approach this almost like it's a shot to nothing, which might seem bizarre in an All-Ireland final, but given that they're such outsiders, such underdogs, given that the likes of Kobe McDonald won't ever be there again because he's heading off to Australia, unless he decides to come home at some stage, and many of these players may not have another shot, they might as well go down having had a real go at it. You might as well lose by 20 points as lose by one.
Yeah, I don't see them losing by 20 points. I see them getting pretty close, and I see them taking the same approach as the last day. That's the game that suits Mayo. That high pressure game, creating as much chaos around the field, broken field runners as much as that, trying to get Kerry, unsettle them, take them out of their patterns. Kerry will love to play it slow. They can play it that way, obviously. And it suits them at times. It certainly suited them in the first half of the last day. Warm day, shooting into the breeze at the Hill 16 end. They were able to control it pretty well and put themselves in a good position. But the way Mayo pressed up, even the first, very first ball against Cork, the pressure Ryan O'Donoghue put on Sean Meehan along the end line to create Kobe McDonald's first point. You saw the pressure everywhere around the field. David McBrien in on Craig Downey the last day, or Craig Lennon, trying to get out of the corner, before he did his knee. But the pressure was everywhere. And there's obviously risks in that, because once Kerry clear that press, you know, they have the counter-attacking ability, they have the skills to really go and punish it. Where Mayo have the strength is obviously in some of their matchups. Donegan McHugh has done well against David Clifford in league games, albeit before. And Enda Hessian, the last couple of games, has come really strong. Jack Coyne. So they have matchups. Jack Coyne possibly on Dylan Gainey. He's held his last two opponents scoreless. Sam Callanan, what they do with him, that's a really interesting one, because you have Gavin White to figure what you're going to do about him. He was the man that broke Donegal early on with those charging runs through the middle, and he's slowly but surely getting back to form after an injury this year. But I think Mayo simply must go for it and not have any regrets. Obviously try and avoid the early goals that they shipped in 2006, that's a long time ago, obviously not relevant, but more relevant would be 2020 and 2017, and even in 2012. There has been a history of conceding early goals that has put them on the back foot. Now they've recovered. They recovered in 17, but there's no doubt that the attitude and the game plan that they took to Cork and to Louth, they've improved when they've got to Croke Park. The defence has improved, and keep following that path, even though it's risky and it's Kerry.
Colin, David, you want to come in there?
Yeah, no, and just on that point, and it is the old cliche, but, and Colin is on the nail, it is that start, and it's that frenziness. And you know what? And that's being straight. They would proceed to say these guys are Mayo players are vulnerable. Whatever All-Ireland, they say put the pressure from one, don't let them, from the very first minute, don't let them settle. Like, the All-Ireland final, after 11 minutes, we were 7 points up against Donegal last year. And up to the 69th minute, the game, you know, was still only seven. So it's that 7 minutes, it was that 11 minutes that Kerry really did the damage last year. And they'll go for the juggler, and I do expect it, fireworks at the start of that game, because Mayo need to lay down a marker on their level of intensity and what their modus operandi is, to say it's going to be gung-ho. Yes, Paddy Clifford gets 70 to 80 possessions tomorrow, that's kamikaze. That can't allow to happen. He needs to think, when is the press on me? He's not allowed to be the conductor. Yes, you're going to open up a little bit of space inside, but that's okay. That's what's, you know, you have to sometimes have that risk. But going back to what Colin said, the start is absolutely vital.
Okay, Colm, I want to go back to you for a second, because you'll have been dealing with Kerry people in recent weeks and during your writing for your newspaper. Do you get a sense that they're a bit complacent? They're not even bothered with the, yeah, we respect Mayo, we know that they could put up a very strong showing, you know, you have to look at their forward line. All the usual guff you get out of Kerry in the run-up to a big game that they fully expect to win. They're not even bothering with it.
Definitely, they feel, I've no doubt, Matt, that based on past history, and past history does influence thinking, because there will always be a knot in the stomach of Kerry people going up to play any Dublin team, and it was there the last day. There will always be a knot in the stomach of any Kerry person or even player when they go up to play Tyrone. And that's based on history. In the case of Tyrone, the 2000s, in the case of Dublin, the last decade, they don't really have that sense about Mayo. Whether it translates into complacency, I'm not sure, but there is certainly an air of confidence that they can get the job done and back to back. And I think it's based on history more than any recent form. Going back to Ray's point at the very start there, yes, Mayo have had probably the easier run to this All-Ireland final. Bit similar to Donegal last year. Donegal beat Meath easily in the semi-final. Similarly, Mayo did what they did to Louth. But that Tyrone performance in Omagh and that Tyrone performance with Kerry in Croke Park 2 weeks later, that brings proximity. But I don't think it's what Kerry are looking at. They're looking at their main players who have missed time away getting another 2 weeks. And if everything is right, they have the experience, they have the game plan, and they have David Clifford and Paddy Clifford inside. And obviously, Mayo must track, as David said there, they must track Paddy Clifford. First half, second half, into the second half of the Dublin game, last year's All-Ireland final, proved what damage he can do, even if you allow him free possessions further out the field. He builds himself into a game, and then he starts to pick off these passes, and you allow him to get a foothold into a game, and he really takes hold of it. And he's done that in those two big games. He wasn't able to do it in Killarney when Finbar Rorty was tracking him everywhere he went. It was much more uncomfortable for him that afternoon, and he probably wasn't as influential, even though he had missed time away. But I think there's a sense, based on history and based on everything that's there, that it's not Tyrone, it's not Dublin, it's not even Donegal, it's Mayo. And I think, yes, there is that sense that maybe Kerry feel, but they feel the team is good enough anyway, and they're at the peak of their powers going for back-to-back. And this is the moment for them.
And this could be the day, Ray, they perform in a way that they haven't performed already this year. But how difficult is it? I'm sure they're serious people in Kerry, and they know all about winning All-Irelands more than anybody else. And I said there's very few they've left behind because of complacency. But still getting yourself to the right pitch of respect for the opposition is still important, isn't it?
Yeah, it's most definitely a difficult thing to do, Matt, and I don't see any talk of a sports psychologist in the pages or in the papers, but if you see the reverence in which Caroline Currid was applauded and just honoured by Limerick, you can see the difference that makes. But I think Jack, the minute the last game was on, and he has been speaking very, very highly, Jack O'Connor has been speaking very highly of the Mayo forwards. You know, I don't know. I think Kerry are serious about their business. And, you know, Jack actually is turning 66 this year, this October. So I'd say he'd like to join Jim Gavin with six All-Ireland titles. No one would have more than him than only the great Mikko. So I think maybe the supporters are complacent. But I think the Kerry players, when they come up, they'll see this as a job to be done, a professional job. But I think David Brady made a fair point when he said, every team has a chance, but you have to have serious belief. And you have to go out, and if enough players beat their guys individually, then you can win. They can win this All-Ireland, most definitely. But I just think, based on what we've seen over the last few years, it's difficult to make a case that there's 9 or 10 Mayo players that will win their individual battles. So it might go to 55 minutes or 60 minutes, but for me, Even if the heat may turn up the heat, I think Kerry will be able to respond. And just a little bit of levity, Matt. I was coming up from a lovely swim there in Blackrock earlier, and I walked past this massive, beautiful Mayo flag, and I just walked back to see what was written on it, because, you know, you don't notice these things when you're playing or maybe as an opposition supporter, but it says, Christ Lynn is what was on it. Christ be with us. And I'm not saying Mayo will need Christ to come down and help them, but I do think they will need the God smiling on them if they're going to win their first All-Ireland in 75 years.
David Brady, I was going to bring up the issue, do you need a bit of luck? But yeah, I've been one-upped by Ray Silk, who's decided to call on the deity to come down and provide the extra man.
Yeah, and by if prayers won All-Irelands, I'd have a bucket full in this house, let me tell you. And no Venus. I was at the butt of Crowpatrick this week, and the amount of Mayo people climbing with their jerseys on, and I suppose we'll take every little bit of luck. But you know what? Success is a matter of luck if you'll ask a failure. And there are small instances in games this year that's going, actually, that changed the momentum of the game. And maybe it's a refereeing decision. Maybe it was a ball off the post. And that you need that to happen. When you look back as a winner, you go, you know what, we got the run of the green. The referee's calls went with us. There may be a major moment or turning point in the game. But yeah, if we all win on Sunday, Matt, it'll be down to sheer determination, effort, tenacity, resilience, and what Mayo supporters have, what Mayo players have, is a never say die attitude. And that's what will be there on Sunday.
May the best team win. I hope it'll be a really, really good close encounter, closer than the hurling we got last week, and that the best team comes out of it. Thank you very much, David Brady, Ray Silk, Colm Keyes, our the GA correspondent with the Irish Independent, for all being with us here on The Last Word.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.